Ironically, this well-known team of horses was first assembled during the Prohibition years. Today, they continue to be some of the most loved and recognized animals in the nation. We visit their training grounds next on the American Countryside. It all began as a surprise birthday gift.
They got started back in 1933. It was a birthday present given from August Bush Jr. to his father. He had told his father to step outside his office. He wanted to show him the new automobile that he had bought for him for his birthday. When he walked out, what he saw was a team of Clydesdales.
Joe Ortega is the supervisor of the Clydesdales training facility in Fort Collins, Colorado. He says that today there are 6 hitches, or teams, of the well-known Budweiser Clydesdales scattered across the nation.
We travel with 10 horses. We use 8. We have 2 extras for giving the horses a day off, plus we travel with 7 people. We have 6 working with the hitch at all times, and 1 also takes a day off.
Joe's staff receives new Clydesdales for training when they are about 3 years of age. And over the next 6 months to a year, they will get each of these giants ready for their respective hitch.
We introduce them to the harness, and once they get comfortable with the harness, then we'll attach driving lines. We pretend that they're hooked up to the wagon, but actually the driver is walking behind them, driving them with the lines. And then when they get comfortable with that, we'll hitch them up with an older horse. That only lasts a few days because we don't want the young horse to get into the habit of letting the old horse do all the work. So that just lasts a few days, and then we'll hook him up with another younger horse.
On average, each Clydesdale will spend about 7 years as a part of the group before retirement and display at places such as Grant's Farm in St. Louis. They are truly one of America's most recognizable corporate icons. Traveling the countryside in Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCray.